Let's touch base around the grounds of the AFL. Let's go to South Australia and find out what's happening with Adelaide Crows. Bryce Gibbs, a part of the team in 2019. Great to have him with us. Bryce, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us, mate, as part of our team in 2019. Looking forward to spending some time with you through the journey, although I must admit, I was thinking you might have been perhaps some winners on the weekend. What happened?
It wasn't a great start for us, was it? Look, can't really take much away from Hawthorn. They were fantastic with their pressure, and we could have matched it with them in there. So, all credit to them, but we certainly need to bounce back this week.
How big a deflating feeling is it? Because everyone in footy has been talking about Adelaide in the off-season and the build-up to round one, that they'd be a team that would rebound really strongly after a disappointing 2018. To build that up and then to have that outcome, is it really deflating, or can you move on pretty quick?
Oh, disappointment's probably the first thing that comes to your head straight after the game, after the performance we put in. And as you said, you train pre-season for 6 months and you just look forward to round one, and to deliver what we did just wasn't good enough, wasn't us. And, the beauty was we got a six-day turnaround to resurrect that. So we reviewed the game straight after the game. We've done it all. We've moved on, and we got 6 days. We travelled to Sydney, which would be great for the group. And we just need to respond. That's all we got to do, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Bryce, share with us the experience of the media in Adelaide versus the media in Melbourne, because you're the perfect person to ask, because obviously you played a lot of footy at Carlton, you know what it's like, the media here. In Adelaide, when there's only two teams and you have the sort of performance you had on the weekend, what's it like as a player?
Yeah, it is a bit of a different beast. Obviously being in Melbourne, in Carlton, a big club, through the times we had over the last 10 years, it is hard to deal with at times, but because there is such a number of teams there, it is spread out a little bit, whereas here it's just obviously Port and Crows, and they are just on to you. So we have copped a little bit of heat the last 48 hours, and that's just a part of footy over here, I suppose. The players sort of learn to deal with it as best they can, but it is just in your face over here. And not only the media, it's the fans as well. They love their footy over here. It's a great footy state, as you know, and certainly when you're not performing at the level, you come under a bit of heat. So that's just part of it, unfortunately. And all you can do is win and play well, and everything's pretty much smooth sailing when that's going down that direction. So that's all we've got to do.
Yeah, look, it's a fascinating insight, because you kind of sampled it as a number one draft pick, and I think so many people wanted you to go to the Crows before you even played a game. Then you were able to get out of that Adelaide bubble to sort of get yourself on your way. But when you look back on it now, would have been, or is it still really difficult in your sort of first 2 or 3 years to be an Adelaide player, trying to make yourself with that intensity versus being here in Victoria?
I think being in the system for so long, you learn to deal with those sort of distractions outside of the footy club. And certainly if I was a bit younger, it might have affected me a little bit different. But I've been around the traps long enough to know what to listen to and what not to. So, I'm sort of used to that at this stage.
Now, Bryce, just on Tom Doty's injury, devastating news, but give us an insight who may replace him and who's going to fill his void.
Yeah, it was sad to see Tommy go down. We saw the improvement he made last year, and he became a really important piece in our side. So he's got a tough 12 months ahead of him, but we're all behind him. So the way he's conducted himself already as a young guy going through that, it's been a credit to him. So, yeah, look, it's going to be interesting to see what they do. We do have a few guys to choose from. Darcy Fogarty's name's been thrown around a little bit, who can mark the ball really well. He reads the play, so he's played more as a forward.
Yeah, has he experienced any time in the back line recent time?
He has done a little bit over the summer, which has been good for his development, so he could get a look in. I might even find myself back there at some stage over the next couple of weeks. So, we do have a few guys that'll put the hand up. Andy Otten's another one that comes to mind straight away. We do have a number of guys that can fill that role.
Having the Crouch brothers back, how big a difference can that make to the Adelaide Crows in 2019? Both of them out there together, which we haven't really seen much in the last year or so.
Yeah, it's great for our team. They rub off on each other really well. Matt's the accumulator, gets a lot of ball and dishes it out, and Brad's got that more explosive side to his game. He can run out of stoppages and has a bit more power. So, to have those guys on the park for hopefully the whole year will be crucial to us having a good year, I reckon.
So from an Adelaide perspective, we sort of touched on the Hawthorn game and how you reviewed it straight away. Are you confident that the confidence hasn't left the group? Because there did look like there'd been a bit of momentum built over the pre-season, your healthy list. You've got a big game now Friday night against Sydney.
Yeah, we do. And look, it is only one game, and I'm glad we got it out the way early so we can move on. But yeah, look, a lot of our indicators that we look at in terms of, you know, contest the ball, and I think we had nearly 60 inside 50s, and we still did some actually good stuff. We just probably were a bit fumbly. Our decision-making was poor on the day. So we don't think we have to change too much in what we've trained over the summer. And we certainly know that our system, and when we bring that pressure and effort, which for the majority of the day it was there in terms of, as I said, contest the ball and tackle numbers, we think that'll hold up. So we're not jumping at shadows just yet.
Back on the horse, which is what you've got to be in this game Friday night against the Swans, as Whitey said. We appreciate your time, Gibbsy. We look forward to chatting to you through the journey, mate. Go well.
No worries. Thanks for having me on board this year, boys.